we'll play the a fight song other than Arkansas Schools or, you know, in, on This Is the Broyles Award, where we recognize it, or maybe Touchdown Club, where you have some of these guys coming in from out of state.
And thanks to everybody out there who heard us doing some spots and letting us know that we had a hot mic. We were doing a few things there. We were checking on a few things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Always assume we don't know.
And we do want to thank Summit Utilities for sponsoring our trip here. They're sponsoring all the broadcasts that we'll have 13 hours here at the Broyles Award. And this is the 28th year. Great to have Mike Bobo back. Yeah. We also have, by the way, Bruce James, his last meet of the year and with us. And I do want to thank Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer.
Always. Thank you, David.
Mike Bobo, Office Coordinator Georgia. Welcome back, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, David. Excited to be back. Truly an honor. But just first-class event. Looking forward to the banquet today.
Yeah, 12 years ago. Well, not 12. It was 2012 was the last time you were here. And that was when you were an offensive coordinator under Mark Richt.
Yes.
And funny how life, you know, takes you down certain paths. And obviously you became head coach at Colorado State, and you found your way back to Georgia. And last year Todd Monken was here, and obviously just, you know, you thought you might see a drop-off with your offense. You know, you lose Stetson Bennett, but it was barely a drop-off at all, and you guys obviously had another great year.
Yeah, you're right, come full circle, and now come by the University of Georgia and work with a guy that I played with, Kirby Smart, who has done an outstanding job there, and to be a part of that staff last year under Coach Monken, and him take me in and just be whole and be part of that staff was special. And then this year I've got amazing staff that does an outstanding job and got great players, and that's what it's about. We go to work, we work hard, but we have a good time, and love being there and love being with those guys.
The difference between Bruce and Roger, Todd Monken, and Mike Bobo, I could probably say in one F word. No, just we had more. That was the 28 years of doing this bank. We've never had anybody that's been so we loved it, though. It's so spicy as Todd was last year. And, of course, he's with the Baltimore Ravens, doing a good job there. And, of course, you mentioned Kirby. Kirby was a former winner. He was a former Broyles Award winner. So, and a great coach. And I know you guys have to be disappointed at the other day. You know, obviously, a 29-game winning streak over, and, you know, shot for a national championship. What's sort of the mindset of the team after the loss?
Well you know, obviously disappointed. Worked extremely hard all year, get back to that point. And, you know, whether we got in the playoff or not, we knew going into that game that, you know, that's essentially a playoff
game.
Yeah,
right.
We needed to win, you know, to extend our season and have a chance to win a national championship. And, you know, it didn't go our way. It's like I told, you know, our quarterback, you know, after the game, you know, failure hurts, but, you know, what's on the other side of failure is success. And we plan on getting our butts up and going back to work and playing a very, very talented Florida State team and have an opportunity to represent the University of Georgia again and let these seniors go out the right way.
Yeah, that's the Orange Bowl December 30th, right. Bruce and Roger. Right. That's going to be a heck of a game. A lot of Florida State fans are disappointed. And so, you know, I had somebody ask me yesterday about that. We may have talked about it on the show. Who is, you know, you got two teams right there that aren't really happy about being there. And so which one will be motivated to come out and play and try to prove something? Yeah. So I think that will be a good game. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of talent on both sides of the ball there.
Yeah, I think both teams will be motivated. You know, anytime, you know, I think we've got a group of kids that, you know, anytime you've got a chance to go out and compete, that's what we want to do. We had kind of a saying on offense, just put the ball down. Put it down. No matter what happens, you know, the play before, the series before, put it down. We got another opportunity to snap the ball and have a chance to get after you and be explosive. And, you know, that's what we want to do when we go down to Miami. Put the ball down and we'll be ready to play.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you know this, Bruce, but Mike Bobo is he was a quarterback and played for two guys, a guy named Ray Goff and a guy named Jim Donnan.
Yeah.
Who and Jim Donnan is very engaged still and loves football. And you set records. You're still in the top 10 of a lot of records, which is not easy to do considering how many great quarterbacks at Georgia have come through.
No, to be honest, I think I was the second throwing quarterback to come around, and that was in the 90s.
Yeah.
That was 30 years ago. But before that, with Coach Dooley, they didn't throw the ball. So I was like in the top two or three there for the first 5 years out of college, and then I'm barely hanging on to any record as much as we throw the ball nowadays.
Well, you also you think of the guys. Listen to the guys that you've coached: Matthew Stafford, Aaron Murray, and David Green. Those three guys alone probably have 30,000 yards in passing. I mean, you've really tutored some great quarterbacks.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. We've had some great young men that were exceptional in what they do, and they were surrounded around other good players. But, you know, those guys that you mentioned, you know, Matthew Stafford, I coached him for 3 years, and then David Green for 4 years, and then Aaron Murray actually redshirted, and I had him, you know, he played for four but was there five. And, you know, when you get a, you know, that's really rare nowadays. You get to coach a kid that long at the school without him, you know, transferring or leaving early and going pro. And then the guy that I get to fortunate enough to coach this year, I didn't recruit him, but Carson Beck, you know, this is his fourth season at the University of Georgia in his first year starting, and for him to stay and hang around when he didn't win the job, when Stetson Bennett took over, when there was an injury and it was kind of his turn, but it didn't go the way he thought. But for him to stick around and continue to push through says a lot about him. And we're trying to get him back, come back one more year.
Well, you guys obviously very talented program, and just talking about NIL and transfer portal, you guys probably don't have much of a transfer portal issue as some of the other schools. But, you know, you've been in the coaching game a while. You know, how is it navigating all this in sort of new world, you know?
You know, you could sit here and get frustrated by it and kind of, you know, put your head in the sand, but that's the way it is now.
Yeah.
You know, they have opportunities. All these kids have opportunities, you know, to make money, and you there's not a penalty when you transfer. So you got to adapt. You got to be open. I think Coach Smart does a great job of not waiting to get blindsided. He addresses the issues early on and often. And I think there's transparency and honesty between coaches and our players on our team. And then we're gonna lose people. We know that. You know, when you lose people, you hate it for them. It didn't work out where you're at, but you have an opportunity to bring some other guys into the program and bless their lives.
Bruce, you never got a chance. Did you ever play against Vince Dooley at Georgia?
We won the 16.
It was a Sugar Bowl, right?
19, yeah.
The Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
Was Dooley there at that time?
Oh, yeah.
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 What a legend.
I was just talking about some of the greats that I got to play against. Some of the Georgia Super All-Americans went on. Tommy Lyons, one of the greatest offensive centers that's ever played in the SEC, and went on to play, 7, 8, 10 years
in
Denver. Jake Scott. I mean, there's still
legend.
A lot.
Yes,
and I'll think of the big offensive tackle I had to deal with most of that. I'll think of his name.
Bill Stanfield? No, he was defense.
Yeah, he was defense. Yeah. He was one of the best defensive ends I've ever saw play, David. Bill
Stanfield. But you guys beat him.
You were 16-2. They didn't score on our defense.
How about that?
I got to tell this, Coach Bobo. This was my sophomore year, and we weren't supposed to do anything in the SEC. I think the press had us 6-4, 5-5, and we went 10-1.
Wow!
And so we got invited to Sugar Bowl, and we were SWC. Obviously, at that time, the line was 18 points. It insulted our defense. All we heard all week, they don't have any respect for you. So I remember our defensive coordinator. He said, "Why don't we shut them out?"
And you did.
And he did because they got the safety on the offense, obviously. The thing about Georgia, after getting to know the players and playing in some of the All-Star games and everything, class people, class fans you have there. University of Georgia, I've always pulled for.
Yeah, it's obviously a great program. You know, of course, Vince Dooley was on the selection committee for many, many years. Just class act, and hated to lose him when we did. And, of course, interesting for you, too. So you were a coordinator under both Mark Richt and Kirby Smart. Two kind of different personalities.
Yeah, very different personalities. both of, you know, Coach Richt obviously blessed my life. I was a young coach, and, you know, it was my second full-time job, and that first couple of years I was basically a GA under him. I wasn't a GA, but some of the coaches on the staff like to call me the highest paid GA in the country because he did most of the work in the quarterback room. But he allowed me to grow as a coach and gave me an opportunity as a coordinator. And when I had some failures, he allowed me to grow through those and to find success on the other side. So I'm eternally grateful for him. And then, you know, to be back and work for Coach Smart for the last 2 years and see what he's doing and how he's building this program and, you know, the hunger that he has day in and day out, really to make it 4th-and-1 every day in our program. And it's, you know, it's uncomfortable at times, but I think that's why our players – have been so successful because they can handle that adversity in game situations, because we create adversity every day at that building.
If you just joined the show, we're visiting with Mike Bobo, the offensive coordinator at Georgia. They'll play Florida State in the Orange Bowl on December 30th. We're here at the Capitol Hotel. It's the 20th annual Broyles Award. Bruce James hanging out with us for the last time this football season. Bruce, it's been a great time as always. Appreciate
always,
you.
Always a pleasure to be here.
It's our truck and trailer, and we're here at the Capitol Hotel. Do want to give a shout out to Jeff Hildebrand and his hard work on the award all these years. And of course, this raises money for the Broyles Foundation, which your first time here, Mike, I don't think we were doing that. Yeah. We did not have a charity component, so it's more of a purpose for what we're doing here. And do have to acknowledge Wayne Smith, who's sitting to our side over here. You know, next year, because of the new playoff situation, Mike, you know, we're probably not going to be doing this banquet in December. And so Oakland is not only our sponsor, presenting sponsor, but they're going to be our host over in Hot Springs. And so it'll probably be a nighttime event, and it'll probably be in February when racing is going on. Racing begins, by the way, this Friday and Saturday over at Oakland. And so it's interesting, you know, we've got 28 years at Little Rock, and Little Rock's done such a great job of supporting and promoting. And now the next 30 years will be over in Hot Springs, which is a beautiful town. I don't know if you've ever been
there. Never been there.
Yeah, lakes and, you know, history, the gangster, you know, the Al Capone and, you know, all the deal. And, I mean, it was Vegas before there was Vegas.
They called it Little Vegas. Well, let me ask you this. It brings up something. Now, if Coach wins today.
Yep. He would be coming back.
Yeah, he will be coming back. Can an assistant win multiple times if need be? Would the selection committee go, well, he's won, we'll look for somebody else?
I think we set the rule up to where we can, but I think there had to be a 5-year period in between.
Okay. Win today and then come
back.
Then
they'll be able to come back.
Next year, boom. It's that simple. Just trying to look at it that way.
Okay, they were talking about this place last night, and I got excited. Me and my wife might go, even if it doesn't happen right today.
Well, here's your greatest accomplishment is not all this football stuff, Bruce. He's got 5 kids, and one of his kids is a offensive lineman, 6'5", 305 for the Georgia Bulldogs.
I see that.
And I was looking at you and Laney, and I don't see where the 6'5", 300-pound come from.
Yeah, I don't know. I get asked a lot.
Is that sort of crazy having your son there and you know, as part of the program that you're coaching?
You have to, like, you know, you get so busy in what we do, and at times you got to take a deep breath and realize I'm back where I played football and went to school in my alma mater. I'm back coaching with Kirby Smart that I played with, Will Muschamp, who I played with, Brian McClendon's our receiver coach, I coached, and then I look out there and I see my son out there too.
Yeah, it's a big family.
It's a special thing every day. Sometimes you don't realize where you're at and who you get to do it with, because we're all so busy trying to do things. And I'm trying not to get choked up here thinking about, you know, that opportunity I have with my son every day.
It's
special.
Cool deal. Last thing, we'll let you go. I know you guys are getting ready to have your coach's breakfast. I mentioned the Florida State situation. It obviously affected you guys. You guys were lobbying to be in the top four. How do you think that – what's your sort of thought on – of course, this will be the last year of this kind of format, but what were your thoughts on the committee and what they came up with?
Well, I've coached in the SEC, played in the SEC, and I think, you know, that's the toughest league, you know, in the country. And to leave somebody out from the SEC, I didn't think would be right. But at the same time, you know, here's Florida State, who won every game. And, you know, it's what we talk about as coaches, and what we preach is, you know, finding a way, no matter the circumstance, to get it done. And, you know, what they did this year with having injuries. And I watched that game the other night when I got home after ours, and how they fought and found a way when they were struggling on offense and to win that game shows that Coach Norvell and his staff has done an amazing job. And it hurts for our kids to lose and not be able to hurt. I know it hurts for his kids, but it is what it is. And you know, you play, you know, the game to be the champion, but you also play the game to compete. And the moments to me are when you go out in that field and you find a way to win that game, come victorious, and you come back in that locker room. No championship trophy or ring can duplicate that feeling you have in the locker room with your teammates and your coaches. So they still have that. We still have an opportunity to have that again when we play in the Orange Bowl. Another chance to compete and go out there and win, have a great locker room celebration.
Well, listen, great to have you back. Congratulations. Good luck today. The fact that you were Broyles Award finalist back in 2012, 11 years ago, and you come back again. I think it's a testament to how good of a coach you are. So congratulations. I will let you go ahead. I know you're getting ready to have breakfast. But thanks, Mike.
Yes,
congratulations.
Sir. Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Coach. Good luck.
That is Mike Bobo, the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator for the Georgia Bulldogs.